Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench. You talk about pain day. It was painful because it's always the same thing. I'm watching Patrick Mahomes hoist the AFC Championship trophy at Arrowhead with confetti spraying all over the place. Andy Reid hugging the owner, Clark Hunt. Kelce kissing Taylor Swift. Oh, my God. They're going to go for three in a row. The two-time defending champs have earned a chance at the unprecedented three-peat. And once again, the Bills were their victim. Mahomes did it with his arms and his legs, 245 yards passing and a touchdown. Two more rushing on the ground from Mahomes. Key stops by the Kansas City defense, and they win it 32-29 over the Bills in the title game in Kansas City. The Chiefs will see a friend of theirs, the Eagles, who they beat 2 years ago for the title. Philadelphia romped Washington 55-23. They win the NFC. And so on February 9th at the Superdome in New Orleans on Bourbon Street, it's Philly and Kansas City for the world. It's the fourth time since January of 21 that the Chiefs have ended the Bills' season in the playoffs. And they were going at it again. What a heavyweight fight between two of the top teams in the AFC. It was tied 29-all after Josh Allen found Curtis Samuel in the back of the end zone on a fourth down play for more drama. But Mahomes was unflappable. He completed four straight passes on the next possession. And Butker, a go-ahead field goal with 3.5 left, put the Bills in a do-or-die in Kansas City. Allen got the drive going by running for a first down, but his next two throws were knocked down at the line of scrimmage. He hit Cooper for a short gain on third, and then on fourth and five, they went for it, and Allen was forced to loft up a prayer. Dalton Kincaid had a chance at it, but he didn't catch it, and that was that. And the Chiefs are back in the Super Bowl. What could be worse than I got to talk about this team and that team, the teams I don't like, for two straight weeks and a week of shows, obviously, with the great Sports Grid Network in New Orleans as we're taking the network on the road down to the Cajun, to the Bayou, to the Bourbon, to the Jambalaya to talk Super Bowl 59 between the Eagles and Chiefs on February 9th at the legendary Superdome. I mean, you know you're going to win when you have Hurts and Barkley each rushing for three touchdowns. You got to be kidding me. Barkley went 60 yards for a tutty the first time he touched the ball. He finished with 118 yards and three touchdowns. Hurts rushed for three touchdowns. And the Eagles soared to the Super Bowl with a spanking of the Commanders by 32. I mean, it was ugly. They're in the Super Bowl for the second time in 3 years. And Barkley now in his first Super Bowl. They'll play former Eagles coach Andy Reid's Chiefs, as I mentioned. The 55 points are the most any team has scored in a conference championship game since the 1970 merger. Hurts threw for 246 and a tutty, and the Eagles had it all going on Sunday at the Link in what I thought was a horrible game. It was boring. They slaughtered them. They killed them. They crushed them. They stomped them. And they choked them out. Jaden Daniels threw for 255 and a tutty. One pick. And bottom line was, it was like he never did that, right? He had all these yards, a touchdown, and a pick. But it didn't seem like he was even there. The Eagles won their only Super Bowl in 2017 with Nick Foles, the quarterback, against the Patriots, if you can even believe it. They'll get another crack at the Chiefs and Mahomes on the 9th. NBA on Sunday, only one game. Thunder over the Blazers, 118-108. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 35 and 3 steals. I want to go back to Saturday at least in Paris. Pacers blew out the Spurs 136-98. T-Wolves blew out the Nuggets 133-104 and had 34. Celtics 122-107 over the Mavs. Jaylen Brown had 22 for Boston. Heat 106-97 over the Nets. And no sleep till Hero Sandwich with 25 points for the Heat. Hornets 123-92 over the Pelicans. LaMelo with 25. Magic 121-113 over the Pistons. Franz Wagner at 32. He had 25 in the fourth quarter alone. Raptors 117-94 over the Hawks. Scotty Barnes had 24. Rockets upset the Cavs in the land by 4. Thompson had 23 for Houston. Knicks blew out the Kings 143-120. Hart with a trip dub 20-18-11 for that nasty dog. Sixers 109-97 over the Bulls in Chicago. Maxey had 31. Grizzlies 125-103 over the Jazz. Jaren Jackson Jr. had 28. Lakers by 10 over the Dubs. AD had 36 and 13, the double-double. Suns by 10 over the Wizards. KD had 29. Clips by 10 over the Bucks. Harden had a 40-burger. That was Saturday. Sunday, only one game. Now let's look at college rack from the weekend. What a game at the Neville. Auburn ranked number 1 by a bucket over number 6, Tennessee. 53-51. They get the last second shot and win it. Number 2, Duke won it. Wake, 63-56. Number 3, Iowa State rolled in Tempe over Arizona State, 76-61. Jones had 33 for the Cyclones. Number 4, Bama won. They didn't cover against LSU, but they beat them by 7. And number 5, Florida ripped Georgia 89-59. Clayton had 17 for the Gators. How about a double overtime win for number 7, Houston at Fog Allen against number 12, Kansas, 92-86. Cougs. Uzon had 17 for the Cougs. Number 8, Michigan State, 81-74. Winner over Rutgers at the Garden in New York. Number 9, Kentucky lost at Vandy, 74-69. Number 13, A&M lost at Texas at the Moody. Longhorns win it by 1. Overtime, number 14, Mississippi State by 5 at South Carolina. Minnesota upset number 15, Oregon at Williams in Minneapolis, 77-69. Number 16, Ole Miss lost at number 22, Missouri and Columbia, 83-75 Tigers. Xavier upset number 19, UConn at the Cintas in the Queen City by 4. And number 23, West Virginia lost big by 13 at Kansas State to the Wildcats, 73-60. Let's look at Sunday. Number 17, Illinois, a winner over Northwestern in Champaign, 83-74. Number 18, Wisconsin, a winner at the Cole, big over Nebraska, 83-55. Tanji had 27 for the Badgers. And number 24, Memphis, 100-77 over UAB. There were some decent unranked games. Fordham by a bucket over Duquesne. Maryland by 1 over Indiana at Assembly Hall in Bloomington. The Hoosiers are melting down. That's all there is to it. North Texas 77-64 over Florida Atlantic. Fairleigh Dickinson 65-54 over Stonehill. Texas Tech by 10 over Oklahoma State. Cowboys covered, though. Tulsa 84-77 over Wichita State. And Navy by 13 over Army. Let's look at tonight. There's 3 ranked games late night, 10:30 on ESPN. Number 3, Iowa State is at the McHale Center in Tucson against Arizona. Arizona's laying 1.5 in that game. Number 2, Duke at home at the Cameron Indoor against NC State. Duke laying 21.5. Big favorites there. And then the other ranked game tonight has number 21, Michigan taking on Penn State at Chrysler in Ann Arbor. Michigan laying 8.5. You also have Eastern Hill at Little Rock laying 11.5. Alcorn State at home getting 2.5 from Bethune. Southern Miss at Troy laying 11.5. Grambling at Pine Bluff. Grambling laying 6.5. Holy Cross at BU. BU laying 3.5. Houston Christian at Southeast Louisiana. Louisiana laying 6.5. Nichols at Rio Grande Valley. Rio Grande laying 1.5. South Bama at Monroe. South Bama laying 12.5, Florida A&M at Jackson State laying 8.5, Iowa's at Ohio State in Columbus, Buckeyes laying 7.5, McNeese at Corpus Christi, McNeese laying 7.5, Northwestern State at Lamar laying 3.5, Incarnate Word at New Orleans, Incarnate Word laying 3.5, East Texas A&M at Stephen F. Austin laying 8.5, Texas Southern at Bama State laying 2.5, Southern at Mississippi Valley State, Southern laying 21.5, Prairie View A&M at Alabama A&M, it's off the board now. Towson at Northeastern laying 1.5, and UCLA at USC at the Galen Center in La 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 Lipstick City. The Bruins on the road are favored, laying 1.5. That's all the college rack for tonight. Let's look at the NHL from the weekend. Saturday, Bruins 3-1 over the Avalanche. Oilers 3-2 over the Sabres. Kraken 4-1 over the Penguins. Devils in overtime. Jack Hughes the winner over the Canadiens at the Bell Center in Montreal. Senators 2-1 over the Leafs. Red Wings 2-0 over the Lightning. Jackets in overtime over the Kings in Columbus. 3-2 the final. Stars 2-0 over the Blues in St. Louis. Flames and Wild. Flames win it 5-4 in St. Paul. Islanders in overtime beat the Canes in a stunner. Nelson the winner in the extra session at the horse track for the Islanders. Canucks 2-1 over the Capitals. Ducks 5-2 over the Predators. And the Panthers beat the Sharks easily 7-2. Let's look at Sunday in the NHL. Avs 5-4 over the Rangers at the Garden. Lehkonen had a goal. Makar had 2 goals and a assist. Senators 3-1 over Utah at Ottawa. Flames lost in Varlamov 5-2 to the Jets. Wild 4-2 over the Blackhawks in Chicago. And Vegas beat up on the Panthers 4-1. Hill with 32 saves for Vegas. Pearson a goal. McNabb a goal and an assist as well for the Knights. Let's take a look at what's happening tonight in the NHL. Kings and Wings and Little Sleezers in Detroit, Rock City. Kings minus -140. Devils and Flyers in Philadelphia. Devils minus -145. Blues host the Canucks. Blues minus -120. Oilers at home at Rogers Place against the Kraken in Varela, Alberta. Edmonton minus -290. Penguins and Sharks at 10:30 at the Shark Tank in San Jose. Penguins are minus -165. That's everything in hockey for the weekend and for tonight. That's just about it. We got our Super Bowl matchup, and it is what it is. Kansas City and Philadelphia again. What could be worse? Make sure you catch Pharrell Coast to Coast all week long on Sports Grid TV from 3 to 6 Eastern in the afternoon. And you can catch it also on the Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. We're on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. You'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, Fire TV. And we're on Sirius XM channel 159 and Sports Byline USA. Make sure you catch us a week from today, broadcasting live starting on the 3rd, all week long from the Media Center at the Convention Center in New Orleans off Bourbon Street for Super Bowl 59. Sports Grid going on the road to another Super Bowl week. And don't forget to get the Pharrell and the Profit app. It's badass. Catch profit plays for all of Mickey's kick-ass picks that are making people fat stacks. Catch Pharrell and the Profit. Pharrell Unplugged. All the shows are killer, like Meet the Creeps, Miserable Men, Pipe Dreamers, Barely Legal. And we got new shows coming from Florentine and animated Crank Yankers. You're going to love it. Plus, he has a show where he plays a psychologist that messes with patients. It is awesome. All in development, all on Pharrell and the Profit app. Get it today. Make sure you check out ProfitableTV.com as well for even more Inside Skinny. Have a great Monday. I'll see you on C2C at 3. Shagado.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.